think that after Shema, the Amarti Shema, Hamin Hazem in the Mitzvahs, Enum, Nisiale, the Mitzvahs, Rabbis. I think that's what I'm talking about. The Alken Hinicho son, the Lo Chibu Bahan, Sefer Meyuchad, the Kasha Chakati al Misparam Upirkehem, Mitzasim Larov Ma'ov, the Hisyaldom, Acho Chashafti Kemasha Amad David Allah Vashalom, the Chaltechla Reisi Kates. It's not needed to understand the Chavos HaLevavos. It could be that the way this paragraph should be understood is that all Chavos HaLevavos are nichlal within those Chavos HaLevavos that appear within the Minyan Taryag. It could be that's what this paragraph means. But so I don't know whether it's digressing or just me in. It's a davar muskum. You find this in a davar muskum that the minyan tayag is not intended to and isn't totally comprehensive in the sense that anything and everything that we're required to do can be traced back to something which is in the Minyan Tayag. No, that obviously poses a big question, which we're going to leave for today in terms of, so what's the significance of the Minyan Tayag? Okay, so that is a very big question. Within the Rambam, the way you see this in a very, very powerful way is the following. If you take the Rambam Yud Gimel Ikarim and then you search in Minyan Mitzvahs for the Yud Gimel Ikarim, so you'll find some of them, but you absolutely will not find all of them. You won't find in Minyan Mitzvahs Torah Min HaShemayim. You won't find in Minyan Mitzvahs Zos HaTar Lossei Mukhlefes. Maybe arguably it's in Baal Tosef and Baal Tignat. Okay. Maybe. So I don't know, I'm not sure if that's a good example. You won't find it in Minyan Mitzvahs, the 12th, the Ikar of Moshiach. You don't find, at least literally, in Minyan Mitzvahs, the Ikar of Tchias HaMesim. So, how can, again, that wasn't an exhaustive list. So how can that be, right? If a person is mefakpek in any of the above, so he's a kofer, he's a min, he's yotze mechal Yisrael, and it isn't the minyan mitzvahs. So the answer is that the divrei hakol, the term mitzvah in the phrase tayrig mitzvahs, namaz al Moshe Sinai, has a certain formal definition which doesn't correspond to everything that we're commanded to do or believe. Maybe even a stronger and more powerful illustration, although I don't know more, but certainly equally, maybe even more powerful. So the Baha'i famously This is what the Rambam is disagreeing with in Mitzvah Aleph in the Minyan Mitzvahs, doesn't count Anochi in the Minyan Tayeg. The Bahag doesn't think it's optional whether a person, you know, believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he acknowledges Mitzias Hashem. It's not something which is optional for the Bahag, but it doesn't appear in his Minyan Mitzvahs. Why doesn't it appear in his Minyan Mitzvahs? So everyone explains, because Mitzias Hashem is axiomatic for Torah. It's not one of the Mitzvahs HaTorah. It's something which is axiomatic for all Mitzvahs HaTorah. Axiomatic to Mitzvahs HaTorah is that there's a mitzvah. Now, again, that doesn't mean, well, since it's not a minyan mitzvah, so therefore it's optional. No, what it means is that, again, the term mitzvah in the phrase Tayyig Mitzvahs is used in a restricted sense, in a sense that's narrower intentionally, and doesn't encompass everything that we're obligated to do. Now, what that formal definition of mitzvah is, lav dafka that all the monai mitzvahs agree on that. But everyone agrees that the list of tariq mitzvahs is not exhaustive, and that it's a fallacy to say, well, if it's not in tariq mitzvahs, it's not a chiyuv. Which is why the alternate reading of the Chol HaSavavos is here, is that lav dafka, that all the toldos you can really, again, but either way, the yesod is here. Whether it's needed in the Chol HaSavavos, you're talking that it isn't. But either way, the yesod is true. The Prime Vital, I think we mentioned in the beginning of Shari Kedusha, says that there are no mitzvahs in the Torah, by and large, that deal with midos. Despite the fact that Kol HaKoreis is Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah, and a person who's Misgoer is Ke'ilu Kofa Ba'ikar, despite these condemnations of midos raos in the strongest terms, but they're not in minyan mitzvahs. So for Prime Vital, his definition of what mitzvah means in the context of Tariq mitzvahs, again, the sort of, I don't know, two nefoshos, two levels of nefesh. The midos have their root in the nefesh shvola, and mitzvahs address, mitzvahs ha-Torah, mitzvahs which are in the Torah address the higher nefesh, the nefesh ha-sichlis. But the fact that there's no formal love for the Prime Vital against anger, against gaiva, against taiva, the fact that there's no formal love doesn't mean that it's not osra b'tachlis se'issa. And the same is true for the Bahag in terms of Emunah Bashem, and the same is true for the Rambam in terms of those of the Yugim Likorim, which are not featured in the Minyan Mitzvahs. What's the Rambam's definition? Which of the Yugim Likorim do you have in the Yugim Likorim, in the Minyan Mitzvahs, which don't? So if you look, it corresponds to the following. The Rambam tells us, Chol HaSavavos agrees with this, that's what Shah Yichud is about, that a person can know logically Mitzias Hashem, he can know logically that Hashem Echad, he can know logically that Hashem is Enu Guf, he can know logically that Hashem is Kadmon. And again, logically, not logically in the sense of that it makes sense, but logically in a formal sense of constructing a logical demonstration, a logical proof, and logical in terms of a formal sense of constructing a proof. Masha and Cain, the truth of, let's say, Mamet Har Sinai, notwithstanding, it's not something that you can construct a logical, scientific proof for. Well, Mamet Har Sinai happened, and we have a tradition that it happened, and but it's not something where you can construct a logical proof. A mitzvah's essay for the Rambam is that there's something beyond belief that you're supposed to do. So for each of the ikarim of Metzias Hashem and Hashem Echad, so the mitzvah is yediyah, even in the logical sense. Masha and Cain, let's say Tres HaMesim. So Tres HaMesim, we know. It's a pasuk in Daniel, and we have a tradition. But it's not something you can construct a logical proof for that there has to be a Tres HaMesim. It's not nitpas in that. So there's nothing to do. And the formal definition of mitzvahs is that there's something to do. So that's for the Rambam. Again, the Nefesh Chaim distinguishes between the two nefeshes, the lower nefesh and the higher nefesh. The Baha'i distinguishes between what's axiomatic to mitzvahs and what are mitzvahs pratiyos. But the Divrei HaKol, the Minyan Taryag is not intended to and isn't all-encompassing in terms of Chiyuvim. Ve'amarti od, says the Chazal Zavavos, Shema hin kol kach mevo'oros v'yidoos lakol, v'chol b'nei odom dveikim bohem, ad shalom nitztorchu v'chaber b'sefer. Meaning, what's written in the Sefer doesn't necessarily correspond to what's most important or what's most basic, but what's most needed to teach people. Something can be very basic, very elementary, but if for that reason it's taka very well known, then there's no need to be mechav in a Sefer. So, for instance, I saw this, but I'm not sure who, but the Adam Gadol points out, I think it doesn't say anyone in Shulchan Aruch, you have to have a mechitza in Shulchan. Who knows? So you don't, it's not, what, sometimes what doesn't say is because it's mefusam, and hamefusam is not only in tzuchin raya, mefusas in tzuchin ksiva, and that's what the Chavos HaLevavos is saying, so maybe that's one. Maybe one, that there's no sefer Chovos HaLevavos, because adrav, it's so basic, it's so fundamental that everyone knows what you're supposed to do. So that's we need svarim in Bishon Hilchos Shabbos, because they're not everyone knows. But we don't need svarim. So the habamin is that's the habamin. V'yanti min hagim min yodim bebov hadoros haniskom besvarim u'mitzasim mechok min amin hazem min amitzvus. Isn't that true? Ella has reason. Only Yechidim understand that I'm Mekayim Chovos HaLevavos. Acha Sha'or, Kama Ho Yitzvichim Lohoyo Lohoros Osam. V'kol Shekein, Rov Anshei Zmanin Zeh. In my generation, says the Chovos HaLevavos, Asher Zelzul B'chokh Mitzvos HaYivoyin. Kol Shekein B'mitzvos HaLevavos. V'asher Yidvenu Libo Mehem La'ayin B'chokh Mitzvos HaTorah. Who miskavin the dover she ikami v'chocham etzel am he'oretz v'she yasel Hashem etzel ha'gedolin v'yeit midarach ha'torah el mashe lo yaknehu ma'ile yaseva v'lo yinakehu mimichshol v'nafshol V'she'im lo ha'yoyodo lo ha'yanen ha'shalom. V'hiniach, he neglects, la'ayin b'shar she'doso v'yisode to'oso, asher lo ha'yolo le'esalem mehem olanichem, v'she lo yuchal l'kayim mitzvos em lo yedo'em v'yaseim, k'mo emunos ha'yichud. Im anachnu chayovim la'ayin bo mitzad sechleinu, o im yaspik lanu im neido'eyu mitzad ha'kabolah, Shinoma Shalokenu Echod, Kasha Yomu Hapsoi Mibli Osam Office. O Manachnu Chayovim Lachko Al Inyan Ho Echod Ho Emes, Vo Ho Echod Ho Over. Lahavdil Inyan Haze, Etzlein Mishor Inyone Ho Achodim Hanim Tsoi. So is it enough to believe Hashem Echod, or does a person have to know it? Mitzana Secha. Is it enough to say Hashem Echad, or is there a chiyuv to understand that when we say Echad, predicated of Hashem, it's Echad in a unique sense, not like Echad that's used in any other context. V'ha'inyan hazeh ein amam min rashai shelo yeda enu. Shehatori hisira alav d'chsev v'yadaita hayom, v'hashevosa elav avecha, ki Hashem hu elokim. And yediya, what's the raya? What's the raya from the pasuk? So, however you understand what v'hashevosa el levavecha, again, is the raya already from the first verse of Yadata Hayom, or is it a yediyah which the Torah then says v'hashevosa el levavecha? But either way, the result either of the initial phrase or the two phrases in conjunction is that yediyah means more than just acceptance mitzad ha'emunah. It means more than just accepted belief. It means to know in the sense of understanding. To understand to the best of one's ability. V'chein sho'ah ha-mitzvus al-vav shel zacharim shano asidim liskor asher lo tigomer emunos ha-marmin in lo yedoem v'yaseim v'hi ha-chokhma ha-tzvuna shehi ur ha-levavos v'noga ha-nefashos v'aleo oma ha-kosuv in emes chafatz levatuchos uvesosum choch mosodieni. What does Chozov mean when he says V'yet miderach haTorah el ma shelo yaknehu ma'ila yisera lo yinakeh mimichshav benafsho v'shem lo ha'yoyodo lo ha'yanen ha'shalav? And then he's going to say here subsequently, skipping in the next paragraph, he says, just skipping two lines for the moment. V'nishal echem min ha'chachamim al she'ila nochris me'inyan din ha'gerushin. V'heshe v'shalo, ato ha'ish ha'shalo ma'asha lo yazikenu um lo yedo enu. Same yisod, right? A yediya that a person is not deficient if he lacks. Ha'yodatu kol ma'asha tochayv l'daitu min ha'mitzvot ha'she'en chor v'shal l'salem mehem. Ve'ein roi l'chol l'fshoa b'hem, ad sh'nifnes l'lachsho v'shelos nochrios, ad sh'lo sikna v'hen mali yisera v'toroscha v'menoscha, v'lo s'sakin v'hen mu'uvos b'midos nafshecha. V'hine ani nishba, ki mechomish v'shloshim shanim mis'asik v'ma sh'tzorach li mitzvos torosi, v'ata yodeh rov toch id'iyan v'rov asfar metzi, v'lo pinisi libi l'ma sh'panisi l'pcho l'shol olav, v'herich lo'chicho l'vaisho al zeh. So again, the Chovos Avos is clearly saying two things. One is clear, and we understand. The other is not so clear. Again, it's clear, you know, the neglect of Chovos Avos. So that's clear. The very stinging critique of that. But what does he mean about? Sha'elos nachrios, asher lo tikne v'hen ma'ili yiseh b'tarascha v'monoscha. So, you have to say as follows. A person can ask, what's the din in a theoretical case? And then let's say a theoretical case which is very far-fetched that it would ever happen. So even, you know, even if the person's a Moreh Horoah, it's called the Vadai, if not Vadai, that he'll never encounter this situation. The person can ask, what's the din in such a case? The question can emerge either of two ways. Either, I don't know, the person sort of has a knack for, you know, coming up with strange scenarios and unusual questions. Or it can be that, you know, he was learning a sugya in Gittin and he was mesupik how to understand a certain din and to concretize what the two stavim were, so he gives the following nafka mina. So presumably, Chovos Halavos is talking about the first scenario. He's talking about someone who has a knack for generating questions. It's not emerging from, you know, conceptually he's mesupik. Is it this or is it that? You know, does this din? That's the same way, you know, you can have the Maharal and others have attack on what they label popo. So what does that refer to? Again, sort of outwardly, externally, you know, a person can have a suffix, how to learn pshat, because, again, he just is being the foul pal, and you know, whatever you tell him, he'll come up with a suffix, is it this or is it that? Is it A or is it B? You know, in the there used to be I don't know if the joke is taught anymore. It used to be associated, but I don't think it's fair to repeat with what it was associated. They would declare what makes a cup of tea sweet. So one side is that sugar makes tea sweet. And I said, no, it's the act of stirring that makes tea sweet. But you can stir all day long. If there's no sugar, it doesn't get sweet. No, that's only because the sugar is a tanai that should have a chalosh shem of stirring. So that was the suffix, how to understand. So what's wrong with that chakira? So what's wrong is that Reb Chaim never ever said, is it A or is it B? It's when you encounter a difficulty if you understand it one way, so then you begin to rethink that, no, maybe it's not supposed to be understood this way. Maybe it should be understood the other way. There has to be a prompt. That this, maybe the prompt is a machlokas rishonim. That you see that they came to different conclusions from this, from reading this Gemara, which obviously is a prompt that there must be more than one way to understand this Gemara. Maybe it's a difficulty, which is the prompt. But it's not stam to be mefalpel, and is it this or is it this? Otherwise, you end up wondering, what makes a cup of tea sweet? So there too, you know, it lends itself to the same, it can be mamash amita shel Torah, which it obviously is with Reb Chaim, or it can take be a kopol, which is worthy of critique. So the same thing is true with asking what's the din in such and such a case. If it's just because a person has a knack to come up with a question, so Chavos Avos says, what are you spending your time on that? If the nafgamina is concretizing something which is relevant to understanding a sugya, understanding a Rambam, a din Shulchan Aruch, so then he wouldn't, then we're not going to dismiss that, shem lo hayyod lo hayyana shalav, and that it's not something which is important. Okay.